Mexicano, Sego Segoli on E. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM news. A language summit being held at the Six Nations Community Hall hopes to stimulate dialogue and action in preserving language fluency. Michael Hill, the education policy and research analyst for Lifelong Learning, who are hosting the event, says the question for council and the community is what's being done to preserve and prioritize languages.
Yeah, so essentially the idea really came from we presented to elected council back in October. We did a quick presentation to them, really just, again, like outlining the state of our languages currently, and as well as, I guess, those different areas, critical areas that are some of our languages are in. So we know that Mohawk and Cayuga are primarily the most spoken here in the community, as well as the other four are essentially non-existent. And so they're, of course, in more endangered areas. Mm-hmm. So again, the whole conversation around that was, what is elected council or even the community at large doing to really preserve and prioritize our languages?
The summit is in partnership with several Six Nations organizations, including Grand River Employment and Training, Six Nations Polytechnic, the Six Nations Language Commission, and McMaster University. Lori Froman, CEO of GREAT, says they have several new initiatives starting in the fall of 2023.
Yeah, we always have different language and cultural initiatives that we support, eh? That's been our focus and our mandate, I would say, for as long as GREAT has been open. We've supported various programming throughout the years. We are currently working on a partnership with Six Nations Polytech for the fall time to support language learners that could be intermediate speakers when they're done the program. We recently revamped our own programming, and we put in our program guidelines a 5-year apprenticeship program where a person could learn one-on-one with a first language speaker. And that program, well, it can run up to 5 years.
Rick Montour is an associate professor with McMaster University and involved with the McMaster Indigenous Research Institute. He says the Indigenous Studies program at McMaster started a language course 30 years ago when the department was first established.
And the Indigenous Studies program at McMaster was actually begun by people from Six Nations about 30 plus years ago. And one of the main priorities back then was language revitalization, because back then Gawainiyo had just been started for a few years, I guess. So the idea was to have a place for our learners to go to university and still have language skills. So, you know, it's been a big part of that idea for a long time. And it's taken a while, you know, to get there, but that's always been, you know, at the back of our mind. And now it's going to move to the front of our mind. And, you know, we are at a different place now with fewer fluent speakers, you know, native-born fluent speakers. As Lori was saying, there's various groups at Six Nations at all levels who want to make this really, you know, put forth a serious effort now. So McMaster is just sort of trying to hold up the post-secondary end of that as a place that's close to Six Nations, obviously, yeah. And has taught Mohawk and Cayuga and Anishinaabe classes in language for almost its entire existence for 30 years. That's always been a priority. In fact, the very first university class taught under Indigenous Studies was a Mohawk language class. So it goes back a long way. So we're just happy to be, you know, continued that legacy and be a part of it, driven by the community.
The Six Nations Language Summit takes place on Friday, March 24th and Saturday, March 25th at the Six Nations Community Hall and is expected to be live streamed for those who cannot attend in person. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.